It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. The Los Angeles Lakers are NBA champions for the second year in a row. Last night in L.A., the Lakers beat their arch rivals, the Boston Celtics. It was a slugfest of a game, and fans said it seemed more like football than basketball. The 83-79 victory in Game 7 of their series gave the Lakers their 16th title in franchise history. From Los Angeles, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Moments after the final horn, purple and gold confetti glittered its way from the rafters to the floor of Staples Center. Somewhere in the delirious crowd of 19,000, 70-year-old Buzz Merrill of Marina Del Rey undoubtedly was smiling and probably shaking his head at the turn of events, because when I approached Merrill at halftime and popped the question of the day, Game 7 of the NBA Finals, Lakers versus Celtics, doesn't get any better than that, does it, Buzz? He wasn't in the mood.
It's a special time when these guys get together, especially for a Game 7.
Not particularly. Not into all this, the seventh game or the this or the that. I just want them to win.
But at halftime, the Lakers only had 34 points and were behind. Once the second half started, it didn't get better.
Rajon Rondo, timeout, Lakers.
By the time Boston point guard Rajon Rondo gave his team an 11-point lead early in the third quarter, the Staples Center crowd was restless. Boston was in control, and LA's savior, Kobe Bryant, hardly was in savior mode. He was shooting the ball horribly, committing turnovers, fouling opponents. He explained later he was on E, as in empty.
The more I tried to push, the more it kept getting away from me, and I'm just glad that my teammates, really got us back in the game, and it was a tough one.
In particular, teammates Lamar Odom and Ron Artest played key roles in keeping the Lakers close. LA overcame a 13-point third-quarter deficit and pulled ahead in the fourth, but Boston refused to fold. It was 81-79 Lakers when LA reserve guard Sasha Vujacic went to the free-throw line with 11.7 seconds left. Vujacic had only played 4.5 minutes all night. He swished the first one for a 3-point lead. And the second, making it 83-79, and that was it. After hearing endlessly during the series from both teams about the importance of defense, the Lakers and Celtics played an all-out defensive classic. LA won its championship shooting a woeful 32.5% from the field, but for those who like their basketball rough and intense, this was a gem. The experience left Boston's Ray Allen deeply disappointed and drained.
The air was thick. It didn't get any thicker than that. You had to find the best way you knew how to get stops and to just bowl your way to try and get to the basket.
Kobe Bryant tried and failed more often than not. He shot the ball 24 times and made only 6 baskets, but he sank key free throws near the end and grabbed a whopping 15 rebounds. He was named most valuable player of these hard-fought finals. Bryant had been grumpy, surly, choose your term, throughout the postseason. But last night, as expected, victory loosened his lips. In fact, it was as if Bryant drank truth serum. He admitted all that gruff stuff he told reporters, that he didn't care about Lakers versus Celtics, the NBA's greatest rivalry through the years. That was a lie.
You guys know what a student I am with the game. I mean, I know every series that the Lakers have played in. I mean, I was a Laker nut. And I know every Celtics series. I know every statistic. So, it meant the world to me as well, but I couldn't focus on it. I had to focus on playing.
Bryant earned his 5th championship with the Lakers, and not that anyone's counting his titles, but it appears he is, particularly in comparison to his one-time teammate, center Shaquille O'Neal.
He's got one more than Shaq. So you can take that to the bank.
The Lakers, with their 16th title, now are just one shy of the NBA record, held by the Boston Celtics. Last night, LA got some payback after losing to Boston in the 2008 finals. Indeed, despite what the record book says, the Lakers hardly are feeling second best to anyone. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles. Okay.